3 million Ukrainians have now fled. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The UN says they've left the country as the bombs keep falling a 20th day.
We are seeing in Ukrainian village after village, town after town, city after city, this scorched earth policy of the Russian forces.
That includes this capital of Kyiv, where Fox's Jonathan Hunt is.
Just before dawn, several explosions.
There's another attempt at talks today. Fox's Simon Owen following that live.
Dave, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said talks with Russia yesterday were pretty good, but he added, let's see, with further discussions today. Meanwhile, as the capital city Kyiv is bombarded, Russian strikes hit a residential district this morning. A high-profile visit has just been announced. The leaders of Poland, the Czech Republic and Slovenia say they are travelling to Kyiv today to express the European Union's support for Ukraine. Dave.
Some of the gas price surge has stopped for now. It's down a penny today, but President Biden's blaming Russia's leader for the big rise.
We've seen the price of gas go up over a dollar just since he put his troops on the border.
The president also disputes Republican claims that Biden energy and spending policies led to a pre-invasion gas price increase. An arrest in Washington early this morning. Police believe they've caught the suspect in homeless attacks in two cities. First, earlier this month in D.C., three men were attacked. One died.
Then the suspect apparently traveled here to New York, where on Saturday, within the span of a few hours, he shot one man near the Holland Tunnel and then fatally shot another homeless man while he was in his sleeping bag on Lafayette Street in Soho.
Arthur Chien with Fox 5 TV. Police in San Antonio, Texas, shot a man that led to protests. Three officers killed a 27-year-old they say was wanted on felony warrants and pulled a gun on them as he ran away. There were angry protests. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
We'll get another inflation update later this hour. On the wholesale level, producer prices have been surging even higher than the ones we pay at retail, up almost 10% annually in January. Something else for the Fed to consider as it gathers for a two-day meeting.
Inflation's at a red-hot 40-year high and a burning issue for Americans. Just check any grocery or gasoline receipt. With supply chain disruptions, a COVID squeeze, and the war in Ukraine all putting upward pressure on prices, the Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates Wednesday for the first time in 3 years. Fed officials have signaled they will likely raise rates by 0.25 percentage point. But the bigger question is, how quickly do Fed officials believe they need to raise rates this year to keep inflation from becoming entrenched? Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Well, the price of oil is no longer inflating. It's down $7 more today. It's now $95 a barrel. Last week it hit about $130. There's an update on Bob Saget's death.
A Florida judge agreed to a request by Bob Saget's widow and his three daughters to permanently block the release of photos, videos, or other records related to the investigation of the comedian's death. Saget was found unresponsive in his hotel room on January 9th after performing a stand-up show the night before. The Orange County Medical Examiner saying the 65-year-old died from an accidental blow to his head, likely from falling backwards. During the investigation, the medical examiner and the sheriff's office created graphic videos and photos of Saget, as well as audio recordings. Those records are supposed to be sealed, but Saget's family in their lawsuit says some media outlets already filed requests for them. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are flat the day after the Nasdaq plunged to the lowest close since December 2020. In China and Hong Kong, markets plunged overnight because of COVID cases rising in China, adding to worries about manufacturing disruptions. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.